Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about the three types of Land Academy members. I've been looking forward to this for quite some time.
We now know. We're, what, 3.5 years in?
Yeah.
We have a pretty good idea.
Here's
we have a pretty
hint.
Good idea who's going to be successful and who's not.
Within the first week.
Uh-huh.
Here's a hint. It's the exact same people in high school.
You think so?
There's right. people who kill it in high school and people who don't.
Right.
There's people who do really well at their jobs and people who don't.
All right. Let's talk about this more.
Okay, co-host. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the Land Investors online community. It's free.
I do have one stray hair.
And as you are listening to us, please drop your questions into the comments section below. Before we take this question, mm-hmm. I would love for you to share this story.
No.
No?
No.
Seriously?
The mom story?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, Jill's not going to tell
it. No. Thank you, though. Thank you for asking. Not throwing me under the bus.
Okay. It's a typical mom thing, but...
Yes.
Jill's too nice of a person
Thank
to
you.
Make fun of her own mother.
Thank you.
On the air, at least.
Thank you. Michael asks, hello, friends. For those of you who are doing info lots, how dense of an area do you target? I'm looking at an area in Florida, and my rough calculations suggest that about only 50% of the land is developed. Is this not dense enough? Thanks in advance.
This is not
great question.
This is not dense enough.
Yeah.
You want property.
Correct. Moving on.
Land Academy 2.0, which is included with the membership, is all about info lots, and we cover this in a tremendous amount of detail. Yeah, you don't want, like, you're probably talking about Lehigh Acres, and no, you don't. The way that Lehigh Acres is this massive development in South Central Florida. I mean, it's huge. It's huge. Right. It's hundreds of miles. And it was all developed with, it's not a master plan community. It was all developed by somebody who put the infrastructure in and then wanted to sell the lots. And then you go find a builder and you build your house, build a dream house. Usually right. it's a second home situation. So the vast majority of the lots, not the vast majority, 50 to 60% of the lots are just still sitting there, which is fine.
Right.
Because here's the thing about communities like that. What you want to do is get great lots. You still have the pick so if you want to send a mailer out to the property that's just fantastic. It's right on the ocean. It's got all the amenities close by. It's right on a paved road with utilities right there. Just pick and choose the lots that you're going to send mail to, because
mm-hmm.
you will buy them.
Okay.
And I cover that in the program. What I would do instead is I would look at Miami or some large city in
Tampa.
Yeah.
Something
yeah.
like that, yeah.
See, because now you're not... infill lots are not... We don't market them to end users who want to go on vacation and have this concept in their mind about retirement, like rural right. vacant land. We're marketing them to home builders, and you have to think like a home builder so you can make sure these properties get sold as you buy them. And home builders look at days on market. They didn't, you know, a home builder in Tampa already knows that his top three zip codes that he wants to build in and sell property because he can sell it fast. And mm-hmm. you have access to all that data with the 2.0. That's what it is. It's looking at the math and making a decision. Rural vacant land is more like, I wonder what's going to happen. Info lots are, this is exactly what's going to happen. The data just told me what to do.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah. Today's topic, the three types of Land Academy members. This is the meat of the show. Jill, you were crazily writing notes before this show.
Here are my notes. I have three I came up with. This is what I think are three types. And then see what you think. My first type is a former business owner. And they are awesome. And their talent is they usually are scrappy and they're not afraid. I love it.
Don't even know that they're failing and they're actually right. failing. But
they just see everything's a speed yep. bump. It's like, I have to do this now. That didn't work. I'll try it this way.
Yep.
No big deal. You know,
just
you
plow
mean
through
I can't have a that checkout cart's not going to work on this website. Fine, I'll just host it on I'll just put it on another site. We'll use something differently. You know, whatever it is, they just solve it and move on because they're used to that. That's you open the doors of your business. You can't just go, oops, this didn't work, and quickly close the doors. No, it's out there, man. It's running. So you have to just figure it out and move on.
That was my number one, too, and my number one also. And I call that the adapt and overcome model.
Love it.
The Marine Corps slogan.
Love it.
They just can't. You just adapt and overcome no matter what. It's not, you don't sit there and say, I can't log into this. Well, I'm going to go. Right. I'll go play golf instead.
You know, and I love the former business owners, too, because they know what's needed and what's not needed ahead of time. They know that. Starting with only the necessary pieces, you don't have to have your business cards beautiful. You don't have to have, your office, your desk all ready to go. They know what's needed just to get going, get some money coming in,
yeah,
and then work on those things. Like, do I need an LLC and perfect business cards and all that stuff on day one? Uh-uh. I can do transactions in my name. We'll figure this all out. And as I make more money, I can afford other things. The rest will come.
I'm going to tell you a story.
Ready.
Along these lines. So very young in my career, very early in my career, I was hired by a company, a healthcare company that went public and needed an acquisitions, vice president of acquisitions, to grow their business so that they could report back to the publicly traded, that we were growing. Mm-hmm. And so we rapidly were growing. I mean, we were buying 20 and 30 long-term care facilities a month at one point. And we were running out of space. We were running out of office space. And the deal that I negotiated was a fixed price salary plus a couple of percent on everything that I bought. So I was doing really well financially. And I was really young. And we ran out of office space. So I went to the CEO and I said, look, man, I know we're out of space and I know you're trying to recruit some heavy hitter operations talent. Mm-hmm. What do you say? We clean out that broom closet. I sit over there for a while. And I don't care what it looks like. And I don't care what it looks like. I'm doing great financially, and that's what matters to me. And as long as we keep buying buildings, you'll never hear from me. Mm-hmm. He said, that's very big of you. Yeah, move the brooms out. So I worked literally in a broom closet in an office building while the other foo-foo VPs and operations people that all needed to have their egos soothed. And that was it. That's the kind of attitude I'm talking about.
Right.
You don't care what it looks like.
You still have that attitude.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Look where we're sitting.
I know. That's why I'm saying it.
We are sitting in a storage room that I converted into my private studio.
It's awesome. So
now it's my office because I love it so much.
Yeah.
And no one can not find me.
Oh, you're hidden.
In the
it's
attic
great.
Of an office building in Redondo Beach.
It's great. You have an ocean view.
Yeah.
And no one has the view you have.
So
it's awesome.
How you look and what you think doesn't matter. What matters is how you perform. Mm. And maybe that's a Midwest thing. I don't know.
I love it. All right. My number two of the type of Land Academy members are smart professionals from other careers that traded a regular paycheck and a 401k to be their own boss and build their own empire. Several, myself included.
Slower to start, a little more cautious, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. Kept the day job while they're doing it, weren't crazy. And then when they can make the transition, who did we just talk to the other day? Someone just told us this great story about
just
that.
Just like this. Yeah, exactly what you're describing.
Shoot, was it John? I want to say his name was John. But so just think, I'm sorry I went dark. Here's what happened. And eventually left the day job because it didn't make sense anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he had started
like
bringing.
Chemical engineer, too.
Yeah, it was like 20. Whatever number was right for him, it was $20,000 or $25,000 a month he's got coming in right now.
Yeah.
He's like, now I don't need to worry. I can do this.
Exactly, Joe.
So that, we have a lot of members like
that's
that.
The majority.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the majority of our members fit that kind of model. And we've been saying this for years, don't quit your job when you quit your job, a month after you quit your job, you should be saying, wow, I should have done that a year ago.
Isn't that funny?
You do not want to do it too early. And put yourself in some stressful situation.
Exactly. What I find so interesting is no one was hurting. These people come from very, so many of our members came from really high paying, successful careers that, they had an awesome lifestyle, but there was something more, something wasn't right, you know. And like, and for me personally, I got tired of, you know, making money for somebody else. You know, I'm like, if I'm working this hard, I want to do it for me.
Yep.
That's where I was. So, and then you realize too, you know, the golden handcuffs, it's true, you know, like they dangle, but you won't have a 401k and your insurance won't be paid for. I don't care. I'm making so much money, I can do it on my own. It's fine.
Right.
So, and that's beautiful.
What should we call them?
I just call them like the smart professionals.
I call them, I finally screwed the man.
That's hilarious.
Take this job and stick it. That's what we should call them.
Right. You want to know my third one?
Yeah.
Okay, my third one is, and I didn't want to say it's not an age thing, it's a mindset. So my third category, and I saw a lot of them at this beginner event too, that's the younger mindset. They don't have any fear of failing. And they just know that they can't lose in real estate if it's done correctly. And I think of it like a teenager who just gets a driver's license. It's like, seriously, come on. We were all a teenager. We all were, you know, 17, 18, 19 with our driver's license, driving like idiots. Really? Because we think we're invincible.
Jill still drives like that.
Oh, yeah, thanks. I do sometimes. But you think you're invincible.
Yeah.
Nothing can stop me. What are you talking about? I don't even know to be afraid. You just have that younger mindset. So we have a lot of people, and it's not necessarily they are the younger people in our group. It's just how they think. Because we have some people in our group that are, you know, 40, 50, who have that younger mindset. Like, why should I be? What do you mean? I didn't even think that would go wrong. Like, kind of like myself. Going to this live event, you know, like, I'm like, what do you mean it's not going to, you know, you were worried about it not going well. I'm like, you never shared that with me. Thank you. And then I didn't know it wouldn't. You know, that's just how I operate.
Mm-hmm. Let me remove the sugar out of Jill's silver lining here.
Huh. Oh, no. Here's the truth. All right. Well, in your words.
There are people who are so narcissistic that everything else is not their fault. They can't log into a website. They're too good or uninterested in learning Excel. And because they're paying a monthly membership fee, they don't have any problems anymore.
Yeah.
They use the hell out of our customer service and toss it aside. They abuse it, actually.
It's true. They don't take responsibility.
They don't take responsibility for themselves.
Right.
It's everything else is everybody else's fault. And the fact is this, it has nothing to do with Land Academy and everything to do with the fact that they don't know how to use a computer. And they don't know that it takes, computers take a tremendous amount of patience.
Right.
You know, there's a whole long list of stuff I have no patience for at all.
Right.
Jill has it in her purse. Computers and how operate computers and Excel and running a business, for whatever reason, is something I have a lot of patience for. Mm-hmm. So this actually works for us.
Exactly.
And devices and audio video stuff and all of it. But, you know, I came into buying and selling land and real estate in general after I learned how to use Microsoft Office.
Right.
And how I can operate my telephone as a camera.
Right.
That's all it takes, and a good attitude.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some people who, and it's
much.
A very small number, but there's right. always, and they always show up at these events. You know, you could look up 25 properties on ParcelFact, and one of them doesn't work for whatever reason. It's usually user error, like the AP, type in the APN, and then that's all we hear about for
right.
days. But the 24 of them are fine.
Yeah. So that's your third type?
Most of you.
What do you call that third type?
I don't know. I was actually hoping you could name it, because I don't know. I should probably just call it. I don't think of it by the end of the show.
No, because I'm going to sugarcoat it. I'm going to make it nice, so you call it what you want to.
I don't know. I'll think about it in a second.
Okay.
I thought of some really derogatory words that I can't even say on the air, actually.
Thank you. Thank you.
If you can't bring something to the table that's relatively extraordinary in this environment, chances are it's not going to work. If you're looking for us to change your life, just keep moving on. Move along.
And spoon.
We're not going to change your life. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to make you laugh a little bit. You already know that.
Right.
We're going to tell you exactly how to buy real estate.
Right.
So it's way undervalued. No one's ever come to us ever in all these years and said, well, I thought you guys were going to tell us how to buy undervalued real estate. No, they've never ever said that.
Right.
The vast majority.
We do.
Yeah.
That's the point.
Yeah, we will deliver on that.
Oh, yeah, we do.
We're not going to hold your hand and we're not going to spoon feed you about how to log into a website. We're just not.
That's
and we're not
going to
teach you Excel. We're not going to teach you Excel.
This is clearly a hot topic for you is why this is here. Is that what this show
this is
really
real
about?
This is the meat of the show. This is the meat of the show for me. Yes.
Oh.
Yes, buried in those beautiful little descriptions of the people who totally
succeeded. You didn't really
want
to talk about the first two. You just want to talk about this.
The first two.
Oh.
The vast majority, like, I mean, 98%, 99% of our members are the first two.
Well, why don't we just call this show, the next time, let's just name it, Steve Runs a Rant About a Few Members.
You know we should. And maybe that's the next show.
All right, got it.
In fact, I'll do those shows.
Oh, boy.
All day.
Oh, boy. Oh, great.
Everybody out there, do yourself a massive favor and just go on YouTube and learn Excel.
By the way, it's the same in anything. Come on.
Yeah, it's not Land Academy.
You can't start any career or new job not having some of the basics, or you're just not going to work out. So it's not like we're picking on anyone in particular. It's just you need to know where you need to know what you're good at, and you need to be able to call it yourself, knowing, you know, that you know what you're good at.
Well, you've done it again. You spent another 15 minutes or so listening to the Land Academy show. Join us next time where we discussed networking and finding business partners.
And answer your questions posted on our online community at landinvestors.com. It's free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. That went a lot better than I thought.
Yes, that was good.
Just because of you. It's all because of you.
Oh, thanks.
We're a good team, Jill.
Thank you.
That's what this next episode tomorrow is about.
Oh.
Finding a team member or a partner that understands you.
Oh, I thought it was just money.
Well, that's part of it.
Okay,
but
good.
You need to find... One of the things that I talked about in this last live event that was responded to very well is, if you hate doing it, don't do it. Find somebody else to do it.
Right.
Find somebody else, not just because you're married to them. They actually have to be like, oh, I love talking on the phone. Or I love data.
You're my wife. You should do this.
Yeah. No, don't
Doesn't
do
work
that.
That
only
way.
Ends one way.
Don't do that. Share the fun by hitting the subscribe button to stay up to date on our podcast. Or if you're new to our channel, like us and comment on what you'd like to see in future shows. And if you're listening on iTunes, please rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.